This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Just about this time tomorrow, we'll be in Bowman, North Dakota at Pfeiffer's for their big spring auction. Been talking about it for a while. I hate to admit this because I get massive grief from a lot of people whenever I say it. I think I've said it now two previous times. I'll say it again a third time here and take the grief. For some reason, somehow, I don't know why this is, but I've not been to Bowman before. Yeah, I know. Stop judging. Stop. It's not nice. Don't judge. So anyway, I'm fixing that. I'm fixing it today. And a big auction. You want to be there, be part of that. No question about it. So looking forward to being in Bowman tomorrow. And the auction starts at 10 Mountain. So I will be there broadcasting and doing it. But here's the most important thing. You get to Bowman for the big auction tomorrow. Kevin Pfeiffer and the entire team are going to be a grand time, so looking forward to that very much. Let's see. Today on the program, a couple of things here for you we're going to be covering, and that includes, I'll tell you the guest first. Senator John Hoeven will be here next hour, bottom of next hour. I have a laundry list of things to cover with Senator Hoeven, including the latest on the trade deals, a few other things that have been in the news. We look forward to that conversation. Same thing on border funding. You know, we found out yesterday that a $1 billion project for the Pentagon in emergency funding did not go to Fisher Industries. What they did actually is narrow and say, we're only going to let, you know, a handful of folks a bid. It's like three or four or something like that a bid. A lot of games going on. I don't know how we're going to fix this other than taking our pitchforks to the border, lining the border with our pitchforks and saying, we're not standing here until you build the dang wall and build it fast. Take the pitchforks to Washington, D.C., say, wake up, swamp. You've got to do this. I don't know. We'll be down there next week. A number of members of Congress will be there, and I think that'll probably help. Senator Kevin Cramer is leading a delegation down to Fisher Industries' operation at Coolidge, Arizona, which is just a, you know, hop, skip, and a jump from the border. I'll be there Tuesday. Wednesday, I'll be at the White House. And they told us we'll likely have another chance to visit with President Trump. That's why we're going. Possibly Vice President Pence as well. We're also going to be talking a little bit about these opportunity zones that are part of the tax package, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. So those are a couple of things in our future. So we're going to talk about all of that. All right, what else have we got for you? We have UND student going to join us a little later on this hour, who is part of the effort where the University of North Dakota is going to be hosting for the first time drone racing. There's actually something called the Collegiate Drone Racing Association. Does this sound fun or what? And Jordan Kruger is going to tell us about that. And then next hour, remember our broadcast from the Dakota Hope Clinic a number of months ago? Well, they told us about an effort to bring in an expert on something called sexual risk avoidance. Yes. Now, this sounds kind of fancy and falutin and everything else, but really it just says, look, we talk with our kids about a risk when they drive a car, right? We talk with our kids about risk about, you know, who are your friends and who do you, if you take, you know, drugs, here's what's going to happen. There's risk, you know, all those things, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but that's just what a parent's on this earth to do, is to teach your children to avoid risk. But how often do we talk to them about sexual risk? Somewhat uncomfortable topic, I get it, but I think it's an important enough one that those conversations happen in schools and also parent to child. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're always looking out for you here on the program. So all that is coming up today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. There was a huge drop the mic moment. Drop the mic moment in the U.S. Senate yesterday. We played it for you yesterday, but I want it to really sink in. It was the Attorney General of the United States. The Attorney General of the United States saying spying had happened in a political campaign. What's spying? What does that mean to you? Does that sound like something we do to a foreign country, right? What are they doing? Where are they moving their assets? Where are they trying to do us harm? We spy on, you know, Al-Qaeda. We spy on ISIS. We spy on enemies everywhere. So when they're spying in a campaign, now you start thinking, well, was it? Ooh, that's Watergate stuff. That's what they were doing. The Attorney General of the United States is saying that's what was happening in the Trump administration. Do you grasp that? Do you process that? I know there's a lot of noise out there, but just do me a favor. Stop for a minute and say, wait a minute. The Attorney General says that we're spying in the 2016 campaign. What he's talking about is spying on the Trump campaign. Directed by the way, the Obama administration. What did he know and when did he know it? Why were they doing it? So here's what they did. They cooked up this dossier. They got somebody to put together a research paper that was all bogus. It was paid for, because it cost a lot of money, by the Clinton campaign, by the DNC, Democratic National Committee, and the Hillary Clinton campaign. They wrote the checks for this fake research report, basically, called the dossier. Then they take that fake report to a federal court, the FISA court, the most secret court on the planet Earth, designed to take on terrorists. And part of their lie was, you know, that somehow Russians were infiltrating the Trump campaign, so we need to have this authorization so we can go listen in and stop this because they're trying to influence it. Meanwhile, we now know there was no Russian collusion. It didn't happen. It was fake. Thankfully, we have an attorney general now willing to say, well, if that was fake, how did that rumor start? Where did that happen? Wait a minute. Why did they spy on the Trump campaign? And so an investigation is going to be undertaken there. But I would argue to you, maybe I'm wrong, that the vast majority of Trump voters within the sound of my voice, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, I hope you didn't vote in Canada. Never know. Had no idea that a candidate that they voted for was subjected to that kind of attempt to take him down. Folks, this is your government. Your government. Spying. Using tactics we use on foreign enemies. Spying on a political opponent. Let me just ask you a real simple question. Maybe I'm nuts. Maybe everybody gets this. Maybe you have heard enough through this whole thing to put your arms around that and really understand what that means. But I don't think so. Do you think this country as a whole understands that's what Donald Trump, the President of the United States, has been subjected to? Do you? A lot of wisdom in North Dakota. A lot of common sense all throughout the Northern Plains, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana. So honestly answer that question. Do people understand what has happened here and what this president has been subjected to? And what do you think we should do about it? Answer that question for me at 271-1100. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Text us. Todd loves your text, don't you, Todd?
You bring him on.
701-226-8503. Or me at 701-367-2054. As we await yet another winter storm for a part of North Dakota, Todd managed to pull some strings with the Weather Service, and the winter storm warning has been moved east from Bismarck. So you don't.
Yeah,
you
we're
don't,
kind of tired of it out here. So
But, Minnesota, South Dakota getting whacked as we speak, and new stuff on the way into eastern North Dakota. I'd say, wouldn't you say, Todd, the worst of the worst with the snowfall looks to be, you know, just the southeast corner of North Dakota. The
main part. Like Wahpeton folks could see as much as 2 feet, possibly, but yikes.
Yeah,
what a year.
Yikes is the word.
You know, especially when there's so much standing water there already. I mean, we just came through that area, and nothing like having a bunch of standing water in ditches and then, oh, let's hope a foot or two of snow on top. Great.
It's going to be a mess. Chris from Keene is first to go on the phone here this morning. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good, but the music tells me that we need to just hang tight here a second, so we're going to chat with you in a moment. Don't go away. You're first to go. I want your wisdom on Trump being spied on today, and other calls, questions, and comments, welcome. Also, today is the day in the House that vote is happening for landowners and electronic posting. So,
welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Makabradek. Regardless of your age, lifestyle, or dietary preferences, soy foods offer something for everybody. Soy is easy to add to your diet, either as a convenient snack to take to school or as a beverage with a burst of protein. The many benefits of soy, along with its versatility, make it an ideal ingredient for adapting your favorite recipes. Use soy to create heart-healthy dips, dressings, main courses, and desserts. For an extra boost of protein, you can even add it to your favorite ground meat dishes. Incorporating soy foods into your meal plan can reduce the risk of several chronic diseases, including heart disease and certain forms of cancer. It's time to start adding soy foods into your healthy lifestyle. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit soyconnection.com or thesoyfoodscouncil.com.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. Spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
There's the Attorney General of the United States. There's a million things I could talk about today, folks. a million things. And by the way, that's why we call the show What's on Your Mind. So you call about anything you want to call about. 800-228-0550. But I think this one is one we just need to take a step back a moment and say, wow. So what are they so afraid of with President Donald Trump? Anyway, I'm amazed. Brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future on What's on Your Mind. You know, there is a lot of good paying jobs in North Dakota, 15,000 plus billion dollars in personal income, all that come from this industry, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $300 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. That's a lot of good economic benefit. But how about the benefit of reliable energy? You can't underestimate the impact that has on the economy. When you're able to build a Bobcat and your energy price, that line on the balance sheet, is manageable compared to other states, it's huge. Makes a big, big difference in the cost of everything. So we have affordable energy, we also have reliable energy. You get high quality jobs, you get boosting our economy. What's not to love? SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. Find out more and join them today. Kristen Keene, what do you think of that, what you just heard from the Attorney General, Robert Barr?
Well, my family, long line of people in intelligence, myself included. And I can tell you without disclosing anything beyond that is illegal, at least a generation ago back when I was involved. You have a huge backstory you're not seeing here, Scott, which may put a big damper on what we actually learn, and that is the involvement of the Brits and the involvement of the Australians, who are two of our biggest intelligence allies. Their back-channel connection to laundering, like laundering money, they had to launder the information, and John McCain was directly involved in this, as were others, the DNI and the CIA director, Brennan and those guys, pushed it out to the foreign intelligence services. That's why Steele was involved. That's why they claimed the Russian involvement, and then it went through the Russians, and that's why they burned people like Carter Page and others like that to legitimize it and then have it come back in. Because we have friends whose fingers are all over this, we may not get the truth about it, and that terrifies me. I think we need a Frank Church moment. I'm a conservative. That guy's from my home state of Idaho, and he really damaged intelligence services, but a generation later, when I was in, I really didn't like that guy. But now that I'm out and I see how crazy it can get, I'm gaining a ton of respect for Frank Church and what he did. And I think the Julian Assange, Barr, Donald Trump maverick approach to this may actually have a Frank Church-esque moment for the intelligence comeuppance that needs to happen to get us back to a more, pardon the phrase, but righteous approach to how we manage the affairs, the dark affairs of this country. And
It's fascinating to hear you speak, because I sit here and say, okay, this is the stuff that happens in Venezuela, and look at the condition of Venezuela right now, right?
We're killing people over this. Say that again? We're so rich, as an example, you know? And the fact that it was extra-governmental, that involved the Clinton campaign, that involved the Podesta, that involved other people like that, that involved Debbie Wasserman Schultz allowing information to flow back and forth. All of these people, I mean, we have people that are in the mainstream limelight that are guilty of treason, potentially, and it may not see the light of day because of the political cost, that secondary cost of exposing our supposed friends' fingers in fingerprints all over this thing. And that's the thing that scares me, is people that should go to jail won't, because, or at least their involvement, won't see the light of day. No sunlight, no sunshine will see it, because congressmen, including our esteemed senators, who I think they're fantastic, but a congressman will be briefed privately and say, we can't bring this to the light of day because the political cost and fallout will be too huge. It may affect Brexit. It may affect missile shields in Poland. It may affect this and that and the other thing. And because they do that calculus, we, the public, who need to see this, may never see it. And that makes me crazy. And that's from multi-generations inside the apparatus and now outside the generation looking back in.
Wow. Do you think Julian Assange's arrest might play a part here? I find that interesting that the you know, they had their prime minister coming here, and all of a sudden, days before, Ecuador's prime minister, and now he's booted out, so he gets arrested. I just wonder what role that is going to play, because, you know, there's I'd be worried if I was the Brits about what's going to come out here, and Assange might know more. I mean, obviously, you talk about the Hillary emails and the Seth Rich connection at the Democratic National Committee. What does he know?
If you wanted to put a name on the pin in the grenade that will blow this whole thing up, it's Seth Rich. If Julian Assange can prove he got the information from Seth Rich, then you have it legitimizes all this. Oh, you guys are freaky conspiracy theorists. If Seth Rich was just a random murder, like so many other deaths that are tangentially, not provable, but tangentially connected to leftist politics, not that the right doesn't do dirty things either, but leftist politics in this nation for the last generation or two. If you could prove Seth Rich was hit because he leaked the information, you have got this massive earthquake inside, because it points the finger directly at not Hillary Clinton, but John Podesta. Not Hillary Clinton, but her frontline operatives. And she's got deniability. She'll wrap herself in an I didn't know blanket and people will give her a pass. But, and again, the political cost. It'll go into Wasserman Schultz, it'll go into the Senate, it'll go into the House of Representatives. It will shake the foundation of the government so hard that people won't want it to happen. You see it in big politics, you see it in little politics, in county, when you have a county corruption, for example, McKenzie County, we went through the sheriff thing, we went through the commissioner things, you know, with recalls and stuff. Everywhere you go, people, they do that conversation, and the conversation is the remedy worth the cost? And sometimes the voters win. You know, they didn't want our old sheriff, so they went with a new one. Sometimes the voters lose when you look at abuse of monies. You know, McKenzie County, for example, has over the last 5 years had almost $1 billion, 7 years, almost $1 billion of budget. And there's been whispers of corruption, but people won't look. They're afraid to look because it may damage. And so they ask themselves the questions about is the political cost worth the truth? And that kills me, because in our country, the truth should reign supreme. It really should.
I got an email, a text rather, from a listener. It says, Attorney General William Barr, I called him Robert earlier, I don't know why I do that, but it's William Barr, could not provide proof of spying on Trump. Remember when Trump accused Obama of wiretapping Trump Tower? Another big fat lie by Trump. Now, I'm wondering how this person can say it's a big fat lie, because the Attorney General of the United States isn't saying what he's saying lightly about wiretapping. And in my mind, he confirmed Trump, and everybody else laughed at that and thought it was crazy. You agree?
Clapper said in the open, in a CNN-esque or NBC, MSNBC, he said, we weren't spying, we were watching them closely. They were spying. They were tapping, and they were listening to everything. That's the part the world's all about. When it gets to light of day, this texture needs to read that sentence. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to that. Chris, thanks for calling. Appreciate your informed opinion on the program, having been in that world. That's very, very interesting. All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by MineralTracker.com. Have you got the new app yet? Wow, is it great. More after that.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. We're all starting to think spring, baseball, fishing, camping. I love it all. And I love me some Pizza Corner Pizzas. Made with quality meat and veggie toppings and loaded with cheese. Pizza Corner Pizzas are a staple to the North Dakota way of life. And you can't go wrong with the crust. Soft and fluffy to the eye, yet crispy and crunchy to the bite. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Snag one today from your local grocery store and see for yourself why Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources: fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange under arrest in London as he was hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy a few hours ago. UK officials confirming the request by the United States for Assange's extradition for an alleged computer-related offense. The Justice Department's expected to officially announce charges later on this morning. Prime Minister Theresa May addressed British Parliament about the news this morning.
I would like to thank the Metropolitan Police for carrying out their duties with great professionalism and to welcome the cooperation of the Ecuadorian government in bringing this matter to a resolution.
FlightAware says over 600 flights are delayed, about 500 canceled, because of a major spring storm that could dump over 2 feet of snow on the planes. Warnings are up in at least a dozen states for bad weather. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Today, especially if you're on the eastern end of the state and seeing another storm coming, or in South Dakota or Minnesota and going, oh, I can't take it. And the best thing to do when a snowstorm rolls in, when you just sort of are getting a little bit complacent thinking maybe we're done with snow, is to curl up in the fetal position in bed, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's the thing to do. And that's a lot more fun when you have Dream Sheets, Giza Cotton. Dream Sheets made with Giza cotton from MyPillow. And right now, Mike Lindell has given us the opportunity to tell you 30% off these sheets, ship them to you for free if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. Yeah. How many North Dakotans, South Dakotans, Western Minnesotans, Eastern Montanans, two Canadian provinces that are listening to us on 550 K-Fire AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090 on your dial in the Bakken, or KLTC at 1460 on your radio. How many of those folks say, it's going to be cold out, might be a little snow, I'm going to go home and go to bed? I'm thinking 0.5% maybe? I don't know. But, you know, if you have the Giza sheets, maybe you'd do it. Maybe you would. Just a hard-working bunch of folks out there, and we love you. Thank you for listening to the program. All right, back to your calls and emails and comments in a moment on anything on your mind today. But first, I want to chat with Jordan Kruger, who is going to tell us a little bit about the Collegiate Drone Racing Association event that UND, the University of North Dakota, is hosting for the first time ever this year. Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Great.
Fantastic. Where are you from, Jordan?
I am from Oshkosh, Wisconsin originally, but am now stationed in nice and cold Grand Forks, North Dakota.
What was your draw to UND?
Aviation. Well, I mean, obviously, huge program up here. Why not come up here?
Yeah, that's awesome. It is a good one. And you're hosting the Collegiate Drone Racing Association event for the first time ever. That's pretty cool. Have you been to one of these before?
I have. The last 2 years, actually, Purdue hosted it. I have been to both of them, and it is a blast.
How did you guys steal this from Purdue? I love it.
You know, it was almost like a bidding process. We wanted it here. We wanted to expand the UIS program, and we sold it to, you know, the Drone Racing Association, and here we are.
And how many schools participate in something like this?
So traditionally it's been between 20 and 30 schools, and for this championship we'll have 23.
And is it an individual award? Is it for best pilot? Is it a team? How do the awards get handed out?
It is both, actually. So pilots not only compete as individuals for, you know, best laps, best times, but also for their school. So there's individual trophies and school trophies.
I understand there is something called first-person view drone racing. What does that mean?
Yeah, that is quite the term to explain. So basically on the aircraft that we're flying, there's a camera right in the front of it. And basically the video feed from the camera gets sent out through a video transmitter, just like radio waves getting sent out over the air. We pick that up on basically goofy-looking goggles that we wear on our head, which are basically like a TV screen that sits on our face. We see that camera view instantaneously, and it allows us to basically be in the cockpit of the aircraft, see an instant feed, and race around the course at 60 to 100 miles an hour.
Wow. So now when you're doing this, the goggles on, you know, the gizmo in your hand to pilot the drone, are you sitting? Are you standing? Are you, kind of moving around? And, when you watch a race, you tend to get a little bit of adrenaline rush, I guess, right? I mean, do you get into it?
Oh, absolutely. So most of the pilots sit down. So I'll start with this. When you're on an airplane, you go into the clouds, and the plane turns. Sometimes some people get a little motion sick. You feel some weird motion, but you can't see what's happening. We're on the flip side of the spectrum. So we see the aircraft moving, but our bodies aren't moving. So it really messes with our perception, messes with our movements. So a lot of pilots will actually move around in the chair with their goggles on while flying their aircraft, because they feel like they're in the cockpit, they see that they're in the cockpit, and their body wants to be moving, but it's not. So it's a really, really weird feeling. We get super into it. I mean, it is basically the biggest adrenaline rush you can get from sitting in a chair or standing and not moving much.
What is amazing to me is the dominance of the University of North Dakota in this space. The aerobatic team has taken home their 10th national championship in 11 seasons. And also the flying team at UND has finished first or second overall nationally in 29 of the past 35 years of the SafeCon competition. So you've got quite the legacy here going, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We plan to make this a living legacy as well.
All right. Now, how many drones will be flying around, and can the public watch this?
Absolutely. It is totally free to the public. It'll be in the High Performance Center this weekend, 13th and the 14th. Practice is on Saturday from noon to 5 p.m., and the big event is on Sunday from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. At any given time for a race, there will be between 4 and 8 aircraft flying. You can't really have that much more aircraft in the air. You end up with midairs, which looks cool, but kind of frustrating for the pilots. But overall, there will be a lot of people flying throughout the day, and yeah, it'll be a blast. You'll see some amazing crashes, some amazing pilots, some amazing flying.
That's awesome. Well, good luck for more great success. So thanks for telling us a little bit about it, and I'm glad the folks can come watch this, too. The High Performance Center is the old, the old Engelstad Arena location, right? Yeah, so if folks remember that, is which would be, if you remember Memorial Stadium, it was obviously just to the east of Memorial Stadium, so that's where the new High Performance Center is. You see it when you come up with the overpass there in Columbia, so I can't miss it. All right, Jonathan, thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. We'll see you.
You bet. Yeah, bet. And good luck to you. Appreciate that very much. Fun story. Jonathan Kruger, University of North Dakota student with us today, talking about the Collegiate Drone Racing Association. That kind of fun. Texter says, that was a great call. Made me a little sick, though. I don't think he's talking about Jonathan. I think he's talking about the call earlier from Keene that had intelligence background. It does. It does make you a little sick. Exactly why I brought it up today. The million things we could talk about. We could talk about whether landowners should have to post land, or whether or not we ought to go with a new system to say hunters just grab the app and landowners just get on a computer, get on a site and set your land for green, allowing hunting, red, no hunting, no trespassing, or yellow, come talk to me. That's being voted on in the House today. We could talk about Bernie Sanders and the growing list of folks in the Democratic presidential nomination process that want Medicare for all. No private insurance. Private insurance would go away. Bernie said that, actually. Actually uttered that. Mm-hmm. Interesting how that works. There's just the border. I mean, I'm of the opinion nothing is more important than securing our border. If we have to sit there and say what really concerns us right now, to me, we got to stop there. It's under assault. And it is, you know, the numbers are staggering. In fact, I had somebody yesterday, a business owner, somebody that, you know, is growing a business, building a business, say, do people know these numbers? I said, what numbers are you talking about? 1.2 million illegals will enter the U.S. this year. 1.2 million illegal aliens. Do you know what they'll call? They'll cost, rather, the American public? 1.2 million illegals. Just the 1.2 million, just the new ones coming in. What will they cost us? $180
billion.
$180 billion. And you know what? Democrats don't care. They see new voters. They're not serious about securing the border at all. That's very obvious. So the fixes, while they should come from Congress, and it could be done fairly easily, not doing it. They're going to do everything in their power to stop President Trump from doing anything, and they're not going to, in the House, approve anything. What do you do? It's just unbelievable. I was glad to hear this particular business person know some numbers, talk about this problem, be concerned about this problem. Because I don't think enough of us are, and I think it's a 24/7 thing. I think it's going to take the grassroots. I'm going through a list of things that I think are important, and they all are important. They're very important. But what's more important than the integrity of the judicial system in the United States? And if Barack Obama can authorize with his White House counsel, Greg Craig, and, you know, CIA director and everybody else and say, it's okay, you go ahead and spy on another presidential campaign, go cook up this evidence against him, and you have the Attorney General of the United States saying there is spying, I don't know. It makes me sick, too, but we got to do something about it. We got to do something about it. We got to take action. We got to get in the game. Texture, the involvement of foreign governments in this hoax will be exposed by good investigative reporters. You know their names. Only about 10 of them in the whole country. They've already showed much evidence. I don't know, there's been a lot of reporting done by good folks on this, but I'm not so sure. The vast majority of the media's in the camp of believing Trump is crazy. Texture says, the Attorney General says, I think there was spying. Wow, that's quite the evidence. Let's scream that from the mountaintop. Is that what he said? I don't think that's what he said. I have the exact quote here. John in Minot, what's on your mind, John?
Yeah, the one reason they're letting them all in is for they need the voters. And another reason is they're trying to break this country so it won't be able to, so nobody will loan this country money so we can improve our military. Because they don't want a strong military, the Democrats.
So you would normally say, John, the solution to that is an election, right? You'd say, I'm going to support a candidate that agrees with me, and I'm going to vote for him, and I'm going to make sure I hold him accountable to get it done. But interestingly enough, John, now we know from the Attorney General of the United States, they were spying. They were using a fake dossier, fake research to stop Donald Trump. And it started way before he was even elected. So now they're corrupting our election system. So we can't even say, and by the way, that's the amazing thing about Donald Trump. He defied all odds and still won. He defied all odds.
They've been corrupting our election system for a lot of years.
How do you fix that? What do you do about it?
I guess the best thing to do is get somebody in there, that the FBI or somebody that's going to enforce our election laws.
Well, I have a little bit of hope, given the comments of Bob Barr. Why do I keep calling him Bob Barr? Bill Barr, William Barr, the Attorney General, when he is saying they were spying, we're starting an investigation. He's acknowledging it, and he didn't waste any time. He didn't let, you know, any grass grow underneath his feet. We got the Mueller report back, and now he's saying, well, let's dig into the other side of this, which nobody has been willing to do to this point. Just talk about it and mock anybody that thinks that's what the truth is. Thanks, John. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Jason, you're next.
Here's what's in the news at the University of North Dakota. More from UND President Mark Kennedy.
We've had a 10 percentage point improvement in our 4-year graduation rate in the last 3 years. The 5-year graduation rate is also up by a comparable amount. That means more people graduating, more people walking out of here sooner. We have a strategic plan that only has 7 goals. One of those seven goals is graduation rate. We've been razor-sharp focused on that graduation rate.
Leaders in action. Find out more at und.edu.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Join the best team in the West, MVI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MVI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MVI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MVIEnergyServices.com. MVIEnergyServices.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is out doing what he does. He's a patriot. He hits the road and he finds other patriots and they want a flagpole to fly all year long. You know, sometimes we have political yard signs at the election time. You know what? The symbol of freedom stands up all the time. The American flag. And Jim lets you remind your community that we stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. All of his flags and poles are American made. Don't buy the cheap flag poles made in another country. Show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim. Our favorite patriot out there every day, hard at it. Got a lot of great things going now. I mean, even the reality show, they're going to follow him around and tell the story of spreading freedom. How great is that? 701-571-FLAG. Get on the calendar for this year. ndflagpoleguy.com. ndflagpoleguy.com. 10 before the top of the hour. Jason! Roll that time.
Yes, Scott, this is Jason. I'll give you some words of wisdom. I think it's ridiculous. It's a shame. It's a disgrace that they would do this to somebody. They want to win that bad that they have to try to ruin our country and put a coup against us. These people need to go to prison just like you or I or anybody else would in this country. And it needs to happen immediately. We all know who is in there on this. And if you listen to Fox News, Sean Hannity, Sarah Carter, and John Solomon have been awesome on this. They have done nothing, and Greg Jarrett have done nothing but found excellent information. Tells you where Joe Biden's at. He's a crook. And what they're doing is using the tactics that they're using against us is what they're trying to claim against Donald Trump. It's about time America wake up. If we don't wake up, we're in trouble. If we're not in trouble already, and something needs to be done, and they need to serve some time, and it needs to Hillary needs to get brought back into this. Barack Obama, you know as well as I know, he knew all about this. He knows today. That's why he's kind of been a little bit quiet about this. He knows what's going on. He knew what was going on from the beginning. Anybody that thinks he didn't, they've been sleeping underneath of a pillow for a long time.
Jason, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550, our telephone number. You can also text us 701-367-2054 for me, or Todd's at 701-226-8503. It's called treason, says the texter. It's called treason. That's why I think you pay attention. The good old boy club strikes again, says another listener. Regarding Omar, I think we're talking about Ilhan Omar, the representative, NDSU graduate from Minnesota district, representing Minnesota, the one that said 9/11 was. Yeah, we know some guys did some stuff. But yeah, there's some stuff. So yeah. I'm wondering where her fellow congresspeople, who also swore to uphold the Constitution of this country, are in calling for her resignation. As far as I'm concerned, if a representative in the U.S. Congress or Senate is giving speeches to a group that is linked to terrorism and acknowledged to be by our government, I would consider that a clear and blatant ethics violation. Never mind all the other bigoted things she said. Someone has to stand up, start throwing it, people out. And if it starts a snowball of people on both sides for ethics violations, which I'm sure it would, even better, clean them out. Start over with people who will yield to the rules and not think they are above them. Thank you for your show. Thank you for listening. Appreciate that very much. Medicare for all, yeah. That's what they're talking about. I say let's do it, says this texter. The ensuing rationing of health care services will devastate the elderly. And now that the baby boomers have reached that bracket, name a more effective way of ridding America of the worst generation ever to reside in our great nation. Sarcasm, of course. But I don't think the supporters have thought through this entirely, says Lucas. Private insurance goes, yeah. Medicare for all, never mind the cost. Texter, don't forget to add the fact that the Attorney General got the information of the spying program from the Mueller report. The Democrats are going to say that this is a right-wing conspiracy because they got caught with their pants down. Do you think there is a connection between the Attorney General, William Barr, announcement of investigation of Russia collusion, and the arrest of Julian Assange? I've been thinking about that, and I find that very interesting, because supposedly Julian Assange knows a lot about what the Brits were doing, and you heard our caller earlier who had intelligence background say that. So, the timing, I don't know. Is anything ever a coincidence? I don't know. Another texter. This is from Gail. Gail says, Scott, there should be no wondering what should happen to these people. If I remember right, they are United States citizens, not special people, and should be held to the same penalty code as us. But we all know they're special. Just ask them. Thank you, Gail. Appreciate that. Jamie says, how about just consider all land as posted or leave it the way it is? This go online and register your land bull crap sounds like a Mickey Mouse operation. I think that's. I thought that was a good compromise. I thought that was a pretty good compromise. Make it easy. Everybody these days can do that, and you should do a little work if you're wanting to hunt anyway. Where am I going to hunt? How am I going to do it? Some people go out and get the plat maps and do it with a little shoe leather. This would give you a little electronic way to do it quicker. And again, if somebody doesn't take the time to register their land, it is posted as open anyway. I mean, it's posted as, welcome, come on, green. For a few years, you heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringmd.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.